You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
Tens of thousands of Vancouverites are experiencing their city 1 kilometer at a time from the seats of their bicycles. This makes for happy people, according to the curators of an exhibition that opened this week in Vancouver. Nick Rust, Pamela Goddard, and Toby Barrett, all of Propeller Design, are lifelong bicycle lovers. They curated the show, Velo City, at the Museum of Vancouver. Toby Barrett joins me in the studio this morning. Hello, Toby.
Good morning.
I went to the show yesterday, and I enjoyed it a lot. There's so much to look at, and it really didn't feel like one visit was enough to the show. What got you going on the idea of creating a show like this?
Well, like you said, my partners and I are all avid cyclists, and we ride the road and the velodrome. We commute everywhere. We got rid of our cars last year, finally. And best thing we did. We also spend a lot of time in the summer bike touring. So we're pretty into the bike culture. But we kind of had this hunch that, you know, over the last few years, little by little, there's this kind of momentum growing. You see more and more people out on the streets on their bikes, even, you know, in the evenings sometimes on the ADNAC, say there's like bike traffic jams for the first time. So we wanted to kind of dig into that and try and figure out what was going on and whether this gain in popularity of cycling was across the different subcultures. So
one of the things that really struck me was the number of different bike cultures that there are. So there's like BMX bicycles and mountain biking and randonneur, which I didn't really know a lot about. Were you and bike polo, bike dancers? Yeah. Were you as surprised as I was when you got into it as to the extent and the variety of different bike cultures?
Yeah, I think one of the first things we did actually was to sit down and try and figure out just how many different ways of riding a bike in the city were happening right now. And you know, it's kind of an unscientific approach that we took, but we came up with the number 42. So, and that's, you know, there's a lot of gray area there. 42 kind of distinct subcultures, sporting cultures, activist cultures, commuting cultures, you name it, creative cultures that are growing up. So yeah, it was definitely eye opening when we sat down to really crunch that out.
One of the pleasures of the exhibition was the graphics, which since you found 42 subcultures, I have to ask you, there was this, I just love that graphic. I want the t-shirt of the, is it a sprocket? Is that what it, that,
yeah,
that's
like,
called?
Yeah, like a front chain ring from a
chain
bicycle.
Ring on a bicycle. Yeah. Did that have 42 teeth?
It has the 42, yeah, okay. Yeah. It has, that was a lot of fun to do once we realized that all those cultures were there. We created that craft. That graphic was one of the first things we did, where we just off of each of the 42 teeth on the sprocket, we put, you know, bottle collector, time trialist, bicycle dance troupe, you know, all those different cultures.
And there's also a great room where you have a timeline that looks at what's been happening with bikes in Vancouver. And I think because I'm really into maps, I sort of immediately got, okay, well, there's like 5 different streams and then and then the timelines come off them.
Yeah.
Was that a difficult thing to create to find that all the information in that?
It was really time consuming, but it was really important to the project. I mean, the exhibition is mostly about contemporary bike culture in Vancouver, but we really needed to somehow make a nod to all the people that have made contributions along the way. So the timeline starts with the first references in the 1890s. And we look at all the different, not all, because it's not exhaustive, but major milestones, accomplishments, and events over the last 100-odd years that have kind of added up to this current explosion of bike culture.
Well, and you really see that explosion from about, I think, like in the 80s, it really starts to happen, in the late 80s. And then since 2000, like, I was just amazed at like, the creativity that's kind of come out of the bike community.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of what's been happening in the last decade is, like, a lot of artists getting involved and people starting to use their bicycles as a creative medium. either using their bicycles to create performance or community events, parties, art shows, that sort of thing, or using the bicycle itself as a medium, creating art bikes or velo mutations, tall bikes, freak bikes, all this kind of thing.
The rooms of the exhibit are lined with these huge, beautifully printed black and white portraits of cyclists, along with interviews about how they feel about cycling. How did you put that part of the exhibit together?
Well, once we realized how diverse the bicycle culture was, we realized pretty quickly that, you know, well, first of all, that the show is, it's not so much about bicycles, it's mostly about people. You know, people that ride bicycles. So we knew it was going to be important to try and kind of delve deeply into different the practices of different types of cyclists. So we brought on photographer Mark Mouchette, who's a really great portrait photographer here in Vancouver. We brought him on to take a series of 16 or 15 portraits of cyclists from all different parts of the bike community. And then we conducted fairly extensive interviews with these people about their love of their way of riding and riding in general. And it really, you know, those people really articulated with a lot of thoughtfulness and often great humor the main themes of the exhibition.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I mean, the kind of passion for cycling and, mm-hmm. and plus the diversity of those people, like how many different approaches or thoughts or, mm-hmm. or focuses that people had really came through from those exhibits. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a whole room dedicated to extreme mountain bikers with a boardwalk that sort of comes out of this huge photo that's like a photo mural across the wall, and it comes right out into the gallery space. What did you want people to take away from that particular installation?
Well, you know, Vancouver is a real mecca of mountain biking, and a lot of the innovation both in bicycles and the way the sport has evolved and how people ride has happened on the North Shore. So we wanted to try and put people in that space, and we worked really closely with a fantastic guy named Haruki Noguchi, who goes by the name Haruks. He's a photographer and deeply into the mountain bike culture. And he came in and helped us build this cedar structure that's like the kind of ladders and bridges that they would ride on the North Shore. So, and that photograph that you see there, the big mural on the wall, is one of Haruk's photographs. So.
There were some phenomenal video pieces of people doing tricks up on the North Shore. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys do that photography yourself, or was that something that you gathered from?
No, that photography came from a group called The Collective, who make films about mountain biking all across the world, but they do a lot on the North Shore as well.
Yeah. One of the parts of the exhibit that I really enjoyed was in a sort of longish room, and projected on either side of that room, either end of that room, appeared to be a film that was made from the back of a bicycle, and on the other side from the front of a bicycle. Is that how it was made?
Yeah, we bought a little nifty little point of view camera. And we shot some of that footage ourselves and then asked other cyclists. There's some things we just couldn't do. Like, there's amazing mountain biking and BMX footage in there of people doing, you know, going over jumps and dirt jumps and tricks and that sort of thing. But yeah, we, you know, it's edited in such a way that one moment you're careening down a trail on the North Shore, then you're riding in a group of cruisers on the seawall, then next thing you're doing some BMX stuff, then you're playing bike polo. So it's just a way of immersing people in the kinetics of the cycling. Such a big part of it.
Yeah, it really worked for me. I was just like, oh, I want to get out of my bicycle now. I tried to come by bicycle.
So. Right.
Now, you've assembled an incredibly diverse collection of bicycles, nearly all of them made in Vancouver. What are some of the bikes that are on exhibit that really stand out for you?
Wow, well, there are somewhere around 60 bicycles in the show. Almost without exception, they all have a good Vancouver story attached to them. That was really one of the criteria for putting the bicycles in the show. So whether it's, say, in the speed and sport room, there's a large pack of bicycles descending from the ceiling, road bicycles and track bicycles, racing bicycles. For instance, in that pack, there's a 1962 Cinelli road bike that was ridden by Wild Bill Wild, who was a really famous local racer from the 70s, and he used that bicycle to win the first Gastown Grand Prix. Or another really amazing bike is Lauren Ace Atkinson, Ace from Ace Cycles, who actually graced us with a visit. He's 88 years old now, and he came in for a private tour ahead of the show opening. We have his bicycle that he built, hand-built in the 1950s for the British Empire Games, where he rode that bike there. And he was riding that bicycle up until the late 90s on the Burnaby Velodrome. So from the sporting cultures like that to the more art sort of end of things, the Velo Mutations project was a project started by three local artists, Red Serra, Con Lee, and Jim Henley, in 2006, I think. They got a Canada Council grant to bring people into workshop, and they'd have like tons of old bicycles. They'd chop them up and create fantasy bikes, you know, tall bikes, choppers, all sorts of freak bikes, they call them, basically. So there are a few examples of this from the really early kind of DIY homespun version of, and kind of scary and sketchy looking, to really refined choppers with really crazy metallic paint jobs and the whole bit.
There was also ones that struck me was which I love them all. It was just there was so many different kinds of bikes that were mm-hmm. great, but one was a trailer that could be used as a stretcher.
Oh yeah, that is called the Bambulance because it's made out of bamboo. But it's by Design for Development, who are a group of designers here in Vancouver who are designing for social. Social design. They're looking at issues in other parts of the world where people have real problems that they need solved. And one of the problems they identified is just in they started in sub-Saharan Africa, where often people have to carry their relatives many miles to the next village for healthcare. They designed an ambulance that can be attached to a bicycle to help, you know, carry people to healthcare.
Now, people can send in photos of themselves and their bikes and become part of the show. How's that mm-hmm. going to work?
Well, actually, we've had that going for a while now. We started in March. We're asking people to send in photos of themselves with their bicycles, riding their bicycles, or with their friends on their bicycles, however they like, to velocityvancouver.ca. And now that goes up onto, well, what we did originally is we printed the first 100 in large format and kind of collaged them onto the wall. But embedded in that installation are two video screens that are being fed with Flickr feeds. So people can add their photos now to... Yeah, that's ongoing throughout the exhibition.
That's great. As I said at the beginning, you're a lifelong bicycle lover. What is it about bicycles that's so appealing?
You know, I think to a certain extent, I, like a lot of people, I still have the same feeling about it that I did when I was in grade 3 and my mom let me ride to school for the first time. It's just, there's a sense of freedom. You can go wherever you want in the city at any time of day, not worrying about traffic or congestion or parking or anything like that. You can bust out into the countryside or go up into the mountains. It's just a real feeling of independence, and also just a connection to the city and the outdoors and the neighborhoods that you're riding through, where you smell the smells and say hello to people and just engage more with the city.
Well, I thought a phenomenal show, and I hope a lot of people go out to see it. I'm planning on going back because there was just so much to take in. So
thanks
for doing that, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
I've been speaking with Toby Barrett. He's the curator, along with Nick Rust and Pamela Goddard, of Velocity, which opened this week at the Museum of Vancouver.